Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Okay. In case anybody's wondering, I did do a Golden Globe Award show on another station, only mainly because I had a little bit of a problem with this channel here. But I decided to do a complete show, mainly because when I did that other show, kind of last-minute thing, I was kind of rushing, and it was not a complete list, luckily. I got a complete list. That means all these movies I managed to catch up on. And the last movie I managed to catch up on is Selma, directed by Ava DuVernay, I believe how you pronounce it. Anyway, so this is going to be a full recap. So it's kind of last minute. It is January 10th. Golden Globes will be January 11th. So it is Golden Globes Eve. Now, you might hear a little bit of scratchy a noise, that's beyond my control. That has to do with the connection. And there's always been some bubble pops. But I'm going to go straight with this show. I'm doing the show live. So I'm going to, you know, any mistakes happen, nope, there it goes. That's, I can't help that. So from the top, and this is kind of a continuation of the last show, but this is the complete show, okay? Meaning I have some movies, I have my predictions, and not much has changed since I've seen these other movies. And I'll be honest with you, most of these movies don't even deserve the nominations, okay? The one I got the real big beef is Foxcatcher. That does not deserve to be nominated, okay? And I said it before, I think the one film that probably will get nominated, because that's the way the Oscars are. Anybody remember The King's Speech? The BAFTA Awards was announced. The last show I was referring to also the Critics' Choice Awards. So I'm going to be talking about all three lists. And the one film that I got, you know, the big, especially with the BAFTA Awards, these are both English made, Imitation Game and The Theory of Everything. Well, I finally got to see Imitation Game, and that is my choice. I put that on my blog, in case you don't know what my blog is. Very simple. You can do it two ways. My website, videolandexpress.com, and right on top is the link is directly to my blog. It's like two steps, okay? You can go to videolandexpress.blogspot.com. It's, you know, everybody knows it's a blog page. They call it Blogspot. That's Google. But it comes out as a blogger page. I don't know. It's the way the directory is has it spelled out. But basically, go to Google, you type in Video Land Express. The top two things is the website and the blog page. And you see a bunch of other websites like Ustream and Livestream. I don't know if I'm going to be working with those in the future. That's going to be on the major show coming up next week. Just tune in. Either radio show. If you go to my blog spot, you have two widgets on the side for two radio shows. Okay, this show, Blog Talk Radio, is basically for specific subjects. This one is for Golden Globe Awards. The big show, which is about an hour on the other station, is a whole bunch of reviews, news, and a whole bunch of gobbledygook. But a follow-up show. Don't mind me, I'm just double checking this. You can hear me, but I'm hearing scratching my side. Hopefully you're not hearing that. Anyway, there will be a follow-up right after the Golden Globes tomorrow night's show. I'll probably have it Monday or Tuesday. And on my Blogspot page, my blogger page, or my blog page, I put all my predictions. Now, I'm going to go over that again, but the one film I predicted, and I know this for, you know, my taste, over 24 years doing this. We're going to be celebrating 25 years this summer of our live show that we do on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. That's New York City. We're going back live. We're not be taking a break. That's why I'm doing these radio shows. But anyway, and after 24 years, I kind of know my taste and what would I like and what not like. So, with that being said, last time I said I probably will pick Imitation Game. Well, I picked it. That is my favorite film on my blog page. I called it for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Best Screenplay. Something else, but I'll get to that. So, right off the top, somebody was asking, we noticed you put Critics' Choice Awards. The only reason I mention that because they films, and that runs in conjunction how the Oscars pick their films. They pick anywhere from 8 to 9, 10 films every year. Before, it used to be standard. Everybody picks 5 pictures. Golden Globe picks 5 pictures. There are, who else? There's a bunch of so many award shows out there. But anyway, the standard is picking 5. Well, the Oscars now pick anywhere for up to 10, mainly because of the whole Batman craze. The Dark Knight Rises got 7 nominations. Heath Ledger won for Best Supporting Actor, but it didn't get a Best Picture nod. Everybody had a big deal about that, big outcry, and now they extended to 19 pictures. The last time they had up to 10 pictures being nominated was 1939. Way too many pictures to mention. Every picture that was nominated in 1939 deserved to win the Oscar. Okay? This year, most of these films do not deserve the nominations. I am sorry. No apology. In 24 years, I ain't apologizing for nothing. Okay? Now, this got to be the worst batch of films and the longest. And some of these films are up there with Slumdog Millionaire, Life of Pi, which nominated didn't win. And I think it deserved to be nominated. Who did win? Okay, Crash is number 1 picture. Never deserved to win or even be nominated. The picture was horrible. Slumdog Millionaire. I can go on and on. English Patient, Out of Africa. Okay, I'm going to be doing that on the follow-up show. Okay, but again, this year has to do. Most of these films do not deserve for Best Picture. Okay, now this is what Oscars will probably pick. Okay, and this is what I'm going by Critics' Choice Awards. Now, they picked Birdman, Boyhood, Gone Girl, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Nightcrawler, Summer, The River of Everything, Unbroken, Whiplash. See, in every one of these, except for Unbroken, Unbroken doesn't have a chance. Okay, it might get nominated for Oscars, but it's everything is going against it. Okay, now, with that being said, I'm going to switch over to my Golden Globe nominations, okay? And I'm going to go in full detail, where I can actually explain director, actor, actress, supporting actor, and supporting actress, okay? Since I've seen, well, on this list, I've seen everything. Okay, here we go. Now, best motion picture from the top. I did say Boyhood is the most overrated picture. The worst picture is Foxcatcher. That doesn't even deserve to be on the list. Steve Carell's performance, I said, is I want no performance. He's got this one look. Okay. Next one, Boyhood. Again, I'm looking Richard Linklater. Got nominated for Best Director. I mean, to me, I still look at it as a one-joke idea. Okay. You see everybody grow up in 10 minutes. Ethan Hawke gets grayer. Who cares? To me, it's just a gimmick. And I just don't go for it. Everybody, oh, what a great movie. So what? Everybody got old in 10 years. You know, take away that gimmick. Is there a movie there? No. Would you see it again? No. Foxcatcher, even have a commentary on Blu-ray, I wouldn't even go near it. Those two are the worst. Now, the pictures that got nominated, Theory of Everything, and here's a curious piece. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Stephen Hawking in a TV drama, an English TV drama back in 2004. Okay, I was going to say 1994. Oh, still back in the 1900s. Yeah. Okay, 2004. He played Stephen Hawking, which is a kind of coincidence because Eddie Redmayne, he played Stephen Hawking. I liked the movie, but now that I saw Benedict Cumberbatch's performance in Imitation Game, Eddie Redmayne is really good in the first hour. But then he has that one note performance. He just has this one look through the second half of the movie. Of course, you know, he's in a wheelchair and stuff like that. Okay, I mean, that sounds, to, you know, the Oscars, they always love somebody who's either, you know, wounded, handicapped, alcoholic, junkie, nervous breakdown, you know. I mean, Cumberbatch really nailed his performance for Imitation Game. So it's still down between those two, Eddie Redmayne and Benedict Cumberbatch. But I have to go with Imitation Game. Again, I said that's a clean sweep for me. I'm going to stick to my guns. Okay. And Golden Globes is more universal. I mean, who are these guys? The Foreign Press Association. It's like a mystery. Boyhood will be too American for them. That's why I'm thinking they might go to Imitation Game. But here's a big thing. Now, Selma got nominated, right, for Best Picture, which I think it deserves. Okay. Next to Imitation Game, I will pick Selma as the second Best Picture that deserves the award. Okay. Theory of Everything, I give it a 3 out of 5. Does it deserve the nomination for Best Picture? Yeah, I think so. But it's, it has nothing on Imitation Game or Selma. Those are the three that I think are really worth the nominations. Okay, not Boyhood or Foxcatcher. But Selma, the actress name, not actress, excuse me, the director, she did some acting too also. Ava DuVernay, she did a lot of promotional stuff. She did an episode of Scandal. She did some TV work. And she has a background in publicity. So hopefully with her background, she can promote this movie a little bit better. The reason I'm saying this here now is the BAFTA Awards. Now, there's a film here that got nominated. Selma did not get nominated for the BAFTA Awards. I found that kind of weird. Okay. I do not know. Okay. But the picture that's sneaking in there is Whiplash. Now, Whiplash, since the last show on Block Talk Radio, Best Supporting Actor, J. K. Simmons, hands down. Okay, this picture was fantastic to me. It did not get Best Picture. I thought it was Golden Globes. I thought it was way better than Boyhood Foxcatcher. It ties up with Theory of Everything. I think it's better than Theory of Everything. Apples and Oranges against Selma. I think it's right up there with Imitation Game. Okay? But it, the funny thing is, Selma did not get nominated for Best Picture of BAFTA Awards. And it is that Ava DuVernay, the director, I don't have it on me right now, the director, oh wait, hold on, do I have it on the other list? I want to be fair. Dwayne Shamil, I believe, I'm saying it wrong, but anyway, the director of Whiplash got nominated, and so did the screenplay and the BAFTA Awards. That's the only difference between the BAFTA Awards and the Golden Globes. Now, the reason I'm saying this is that basically whoever wins the Golden Globe Awards is, it's a precursor on who's going to win. Dog's bothering me over here. Go away. Go away. Shoo. I'm doing a show. Go away. Shoo. Anyway, it's a precursor to what is going to happen on the Oscars. Now, the Critics' Choice Awards, okay, that's kind of a long shot. I mean, like I said, I just used the list as a reference to Oscars. The Critics' Choice Awards are going to be announced on the 15th. Of January, the same day the Oscar nominations are going to be announced. Okay, so Critics' Choice Awards is going to be on A&E, I believe, Thursday night, on the 15th, and Thursday morning, the Oscar nominations are going to be announced. That's going to be interesting, okay? The BAFTA Awards are going to be announced, that show's going to be February 8th, and the Golden Globes is tomorrow, okay? So basically, whoever wins with this and everyone's Critics' Choice Awards, and then we'll find out BAFTA Awards, and the last show in February is going to be the Oscars. It once Golden Globes, you know, once that show is done, you will get an idea. Well, get an idea about what's right or wrong, right? That's what I'm trying to say. Is this Imitation Game going to get it? I don't know. I hope so, and that's what I want to pick. Everybody's saying Boyhood and all that. Ah, please. Okay. Now, if I was Best Actor, Steve Carell, Foxcatcher, no way. Jake Gyllenhaal, Nightcrawler, he was creepy. He was good in that, I gotta admit. Okay. Eddie Redmayne, Theory of Everything, he was good. Second half, eh. Benedict Cumberbatch should be the winner. But I have to give a shout out to David Aloyo. Oyelowo. He plays Martin Luther King. Great performance. He does deserve the nomination. So it will be a three-way tie. Benedict, David, and Eddie. Benedict is the one with the edge. Best actress. Let's go to there. Julianne Moore. Still Alice. That's not going to change my mind. The only one I did not see was Jennifer Aniston and Kick. I saw all the others. And I just leave it as this. Julianne Moore is going to get the nomination. She got the nomination. She's going to get the award. Hands down. Next. Supporting actor. Okay. Sentimental Reason. Maybe Robert Duvall for The Judge. Ethan Hawke. He was good. Ed Norton. He was really good in Birdman. Mark Ruffalo. For Foxcatcher. Not much there. It was not his fault. His lame script. I don't think that was enough for his character. And Mark Ruffalo is usually good, but there was no substance there. Sorry. J.K. Simmons is the one who should win. He was on the Jimmy Fallon show. They showed the clip where he slaps the drum around. You're pushing or you're dragging. That's a big scene in the movie. Some people called it Full Metal Drumming. I call it Full Metal Jacket meets Rocky. I mean, especially the ending. There's no dialogue in the last 15 minutes. Maybe one line is said, I think. But, one line is said. But it's basically 15 minutes of music, which replaces dialogue. And this piece did get nominated for editing for Whiplash. And I definitely recommend that. That's my second favorite film of the year, believe it or not. At the Imitation Game, as far as the Golden Globe nominations go. Okay. Whiplash did not get it for director motion picture, but J.K. Simmons deserves for best supporting actor. Now, I got so much to say about Whiplash, but I'm going to save that for the follow-up show. Next, supporting actress. I'm just going to go for Meryl Streep. Emma Stone was okay. She has one good scene with Michael Keaton, but the rest of it, she just kind of flows through. Keira Knightley really held her own. Okay, not a big fan of hers because I don't think the material is there for her. The material was there for her for Imitation Game. I would go with her, but I think the Academy is going to go sentimental with Meryl Streep. If she don't get it, it should be Keira Knightley. I should have put as a second, but I'm sticking to my guns, Meryl Streep. But if you heard it here, Keira Knightley might pull it off. Everybody else, The thing I'm disappointed is Tilda Swinton. She did not get nominated. Nowhere. Snowpiercer. I'm really surprised. Technical Awards, it did not get nominated. And now I'm switching over to the Critics' Choice Awards. And they nominated for a sci-fi film. Edge of Tomorrow got nominated for a best sci-fi horror kind of thing category. I know, it's kind of a weird category. But Snowpiercer got the... I don't know. Edge of Tomorrow got nods for special effects, for action. Best action movie star, Tom Cruise, got nominated. Okay. I don't mention any of these because it's not really a big deal as far as Critics' Choice Awards. But Snowpiercer got completely ignored. And I throw my hands down. It was Tilda Swinton. She got nominated for Best Supporting Actor. She did not. If you haven't seen Snowpiercer, I definitely recommend it. Now, in the top category with Best Animated Motion Picture, Lego Movie, not changing my tune. For me, it's the funniest comedy of the year. Now, let's go to a quick changeover. In Golden Globes now, they said Best Motion Picture Musical Comedy. Okay? Lego Movie should have been here. But I got something animated movie. This is the funniest because, as far as I'm concerned, all these other movies are basically dramedy. Here we go. Birdman, Into the Woods, Grand Budapest Hotel, Price, St. Vincent. Let's start with St. Vincent. I mentioned Bill Murray was okay. Could have been funnier. I don't know. Not a big deal. Pride, I did not see. Oh, well. Grand Budapest Hotel, overrated. Okay, again, it's more technical. It looks great. But I'm not going to see it again. There's no reason to, you know. The only funny scene is like, did you throw my kite out the window? By Jeff Goldblum. Funny line, but Into the Woods, what a mismatch that is. I'm still got issues with that. I mean, Meryl Streep looks like she's having fun fun playing the witch. Johnny Depp, it's only one, two scenes playing the wolf. I love the big giant at the end. When I finally got into the movie's over. Chris Pine, yeah, a young Captain Kirk can sing Whoopi-Doo. Not much into the woods. But the one picture in this kind of category, I will give it to Birdman. Mainly because it's more of a technical movie. A sleight of a hand of trick of with the editing. This is better than all these other movies in this category, if I'm concerned. But not really for best picture, but it does give you an insight on what goes on Broadway and putting a theater production. I thought that was really great behind the scenes. If you ever saw Chorus Line, it was something to that effect, the jazz singer. Yes, all these movies been mentioned, and I agree. It's been mentioned on IMDb, and I got to agree with that. You know, it's a matter of choice, you could say. I'm used to all that. But I think for best motion picture, for the Golden Globe, Birdman will get it, and the actor, Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton really nails it. His performance really holds the film together. I mean, it's a good cast ensemble. A lot of people are in it, and everybody's really good. But it's a cast ensemble, and everybody's like all over the place, okay? And now it's got 2 hours. After a while, you know, you're patient. Like, can we get this movie over with? Yeah. But Michael Keaton was good in it, so I give it to him for that. And I said Best Actress Motion Picture, Q Wallace, Amy Adams. I finally saw Big Eyes. It was a cute movie. Oh, what's his name? Was doing Blofeld. Of course, they're not calling him Blofeld, okay? He was, like, really over the top. Big Eyes, not a big deal. So once, it was cute, fun. Next. Okay, Amy Adams, I think she has done better parts. I think she was way better than American Hustle. She's the only performance I saw next to Q Wallace. Song giving it to Q Wallace for Annie. He was the best part of the picture. That's about it. Okay, so I'm wrapping this up and making a short show. And these are some nominations I just want to mention about TV, because it's going to be a big thing when I premiere the big Kahuna. The Big Kahuna Show is going to be the first major show, the one-hour show on the other station. So like I said last night, I had a show that I did last night, which I just mentioned before, excuse me. I did the show and couldn't put it on Block Talk Radio, so I recorded it and I slapped it on the other station. Okay, go to my blog page, whatever you want to call it. Like I said, you go to Google, put Beauty Line Express, you see the website, it has a link there. If not, you'll see Blogspot. That's what they are. Blogger, blog, Blogspot, you know. All the same thing. And you see two widgets, okay? And they got, if you click on the two widgets, you see the titles, okay? And right now they're both going to say Golden Globe Award predictions, okay? One was a rush show. It was recorded here on Block Talk Radio, but it got switched out to the other station. Okay, didn't like them to mention stations, so I did a big faux pas. That's why I made sure after seeing Summer, I do a complete wrap up and make sure that there is a show on Block Talk Radio. So that's why I'm doing this show here. But and there will be a follow up right after the Golden Globes, not Sunday night, but in the Monday night, and it will be posted here on Block Talk Radio, and then another follow up. Will be on the other station, and the other station is going to have the big 1 hour, the Big Kahuna Show, where that will be the actual premiere for the brand new year. Okay? And I'm going to fill you on all the details on what's going on there. Okay? And like I said, this show is going to be specific. Since I'm only allowed 30 minutes talk show, oops, mentioned the other show, oops, they give me over an hour and a half. Okay, I'm only entitled to 33 minutes, and that's why I got to cut this short, okay? Again, it's going to be scene specific, but the other show is going to be long, and I'll get into more. And there will be another show on Block Talk Radio once the Oscars nominations get announced, and I'll probably post that either Thursday night into Friday for sure, so you get to listen to it for the weekend. Now, that's a wrap-up with that. I got less than 5 minutes left, so quick mentions on Golden Globe. I didn't put this down. I'm just saying it for reference. I might be right, might be wrong. Let's see what happens. Best TV series, according to Golden Globe nominations. Best TV series drama, Game of Thrones. Best miniseries, True Detective. Best actor, James Spader, The Blacklist. You'll know I did a show. Go to the widget. My day hanging out with Ultron. You don't know I did that? Yes, I worked on The Blacklist. I was a background extra. The third episode, or second or third episode of the season, where he meets Berlin, his arch enemy, and they meet Coney Allen by the big Wonder Wheel by Funland. And you see me in the background for 1 second. Don't blink or you'll miss it. You can see that show free on Hulu, by the way. Anyway, yes, I worked with James Spader, okay, on that show, on The Blacklist. So that episode is called My Day Hanging Out with Ultron. And I give you a day in the life for being a background actor working in that episode. But anyway, that's why I'm picking James Spader for Blacklist, okay. Best actress in a series, miniseries, Jessica Lange. That's right, American Horror, who I met when she first became an actress. Her first starring role was King Kong. Remember that, 1976? Yes, I got to meet her. When I asked her, who's this actress? And so people in the crew didn't even know. One guy said, she's a model. She's Jessica Lange. Got to meet her. Yes, little trivia there. And best supporting actress in a series, mini TV series, I got to give it to Kathy Bates. Yes, American Horror Story. Any woman wears a beard, that takes a lot of guts. Good for her. And I'm going to end this with who you think is the best actress in a TV series. And I said this when they were auditioning for Suicide Squad. It was between Viola Davis and Oprah. And I said they should choose Viola Davis. She nails it for How to Get Away with Murder. I think she's fantastic in that. And I'm going to give my vote to her. Okay? That's about it, folks. Okay, I got 3 minutes left. Everybody, thanks for tuning in on this. Everybody enjoyed the show. We'll see how drunk everybody is at that show. That's why I like watching the show. And the last thing people said, so you make bets on this? I make bets with my friends to see. First of all, I do this for the show. It's not a bragging rights. It's not showing off rights. Basically, people say, well, 24 years, you think you're pretty good in choosing this? We'll see what happens. I do it for fun. The Oscars is where I put my money down. I told you the story about Q Willis. And I said, Hush Puppy should get nominated for Southern Beast of the Southern Wild. I said, no way. Well, she wanted some money. They bought me a lot of six-packs that night. Yes. That's why I'm really serious about the Oscars. Only because of the best. Golden Globes? Cool. Let's see who wins. Let's see who loses. Right? It's all fun. Okay? That's why I do that. So I said, top it off, Imitation Game all the way. I'm going to give it to Boyhood. Oh, it sucked. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. And there will be a follow-up coming Monday or Tuesday. Okay? And that's about it. Thanks, everybody. And I'll talk to you soon. See you then.